The nuclear option, in Hillary Clinton's world, never let a funeral go to waste. By Charles Hurd on October 29, 2019. Is there anything these people won't shamelessly exploit in pursuit of political power? Literally nothing. It has become a sad routine to watch politicians salivate over violent carnage in America in order to push their bizarre agenda of depriving citizens of their right to protect themselves, their families and their neighbors, from exactly the violent carnage they claim to cry about. Failed Senate candidate Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke desperately tries to breathe life into his flailing mess of a presidential campaign by vowing to send armed government agents door to door rounding up the guns of law-abiding innocent citizens. It is hard to understand how a politician could have such a dark, rotten soul that they would choose to exploit such tragedies for their own personal, political gain, especially when it is school children who have been slaughtered. The only possible explanation is that these politicians are so deeply heartless because they didn't personally know any of the dead. Turns out, that doesn't matter either. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton knew Representative Elijah Cummings personally, yet still chose to exploit his funeral as an opportunity to score political points on national television last week. In an utterly classless eulogy, Mrs. Clinton made a barely veiled reference to President Trump as the wicked King Ahab from the Bible. Like that Old Testament prophet, Rep. Cummings, stood against corrupt leadership of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel and looked out for the vulnerable among us. He lifted up the next generation of leaders. He even worked a few miracles. And he kept reminding us life is no dress rehearsal. The American people want to live their lives without fear of their leaders. Not sure who Queen Jezebel is in this strange passage. But nobody had any doubts about who King Ahab was. Her bitterness runs fathoms deep. Perhaps no display of political exploitation was more disgusting than the reaction of House Democrats to the thrilling news that ISIS founder Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi blew himself up after U.S. Special Operations Forces cornered him in Syria. This is a heinous butcher who raped women and girls, ripped out fingernails, burned people alive and preached beheadings for non-believers. His final act before plunging into the fiery pits of hell was to murder three of his own children. Proving Mr. Trump's point exactly, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi specifically complained that Mr. Trump notified Russian officials. Get it? Because it sounds like more Russia collusion. With every passing day, these people become more and more impossible to take seriously. Contact Charles Hurd at Sherd@WashingtonTimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurd.